Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Hi, everybody. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry, and this is The Takeaway. With the Olympics in full swing and the Super Bowl just days away, it's a safe bet that baseball is not top of mind for most sports fans at the moment. But for the past 2 months, Major League Baseball has been in a lockout initiated by team owners after they failed to come to an agreement with a players' union over a new collective bargaining agreement. Here's MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred speaking about the lockout in early December.
We instituted a lockout of Major League players. We took this action with the support of all 30 clubs after we failed to reach a new agreement with the Players Association, despite our very best efforts.
But players, including Mets pitcher Trevor May, have expressed skepticism that the owners and Manfred are operating with the interests of anyone other than themselves in mind.
He just doesn't really think about the fan as a fan. He doesn't really think about the player as people. He thinks about all of us as a dollar sign. And he wants to move the pieces in order to maximize the number of dollar signs that go to his bosses. That is just the way that it is.
With spring training scheduled to start next week, it's increasingly likely that the lockout will push back the preseason. And many baseball analysts are also predicting that the regular season will end up delayed. Now, I have to admit, I'm not the most devoted baseball fan myself. But to learn more about the lockout, I turned to someone on my team who cares deeply about the sport.
Jackie Martin, line producer for The Takeaway.
Jackie has been watching baseball literally since she was in diapers. Here's what she told me about the first game she went to in person.
I believe I was a few months old. I still have the ticket, though. I have a baseball that I have carried around forever, and I have random Yankees and Dick Vitale sign, and I keep my original ticket in there, and I was a baby. But I have pictures of myself in Yankee Stadium from then till now, like literally almost every single year.
Now, Jackie took some time to explain to me why this lockout is such a big deal for baseball fans.
It's so disappointing to hear that they can't come to some kind of agreement, that they won't accept mediators, that they just can't sit at the table and get it done. You know, they've had 3 months. Technically, they haven't been locked out since the mid-90s, so they've actually had a longer time. But for us, for fans, this means no spring training. And with no spring training, I mean, first of all, they lose money, but we lose getting to see our players in action, getting started. We know, you know, who's going to be on the field come opening day. We miss out on something truly important for baseball fans.
Clearly, you're like down for baseball no matter what. It's hard for me to imagine whenever they come back, you're clearly going to be watching. But maybe if we're talking about folks like me who aren't really on the baseball train, I'm wondering, like, do you think moments like this kind of shortened season, does that create a possibility of baseball becoming just a less important sport?
I would say yes, because I remember I was young when the first lockout happened, but I do remember it. And I recall a lot of people afterwards were disheartened and they didn't go to the games. My dad didn't watch it as much. It affected the game.
Jackie Martin, line producer for The Takeaway. If you could say one thing to either the owners or the players or just the whole MLB, what would you, as a representative of the fans, say about this?
I would say, sit down, hear each other out, and come to some kind of agreement. Obviously, be fair. I'm team players, of course, but we want baseball. And I know it's easier for us to say, like, hurry, but get it done.
Listen, if y'all ever doubted that we take different perspectives here on The Takeaway, knowing that our line producer is a Yankees fan and that our director is a Mets fan tells you everything you need to know. Jackie Martin, thanks so much for joining me on this side of the mic here on The Takeaway.
No problem.